individual prevailed. Even if it was ze b'fnei ze, but it's still individual prevailed. Masha'itim if we are geirim. Seife, kishiv, kidur, achechot. So that means that there was 300 Jews in one body. And who turned over? Who turned over that bundle? So even if one of them turned over, it doesn't make any difference who made the physical delivery of the bundle. But since they were, there were two of them, and there was money, part of the money belonged to Reuven and part of the money belonged to Shimon, and it was one bundle, so that means insofar as the Shemer is concerned, he is not a Shemer. There is no individual to cut by Reuven and trusted to Levi, and an individual pikodim by Shimon and trusted to Levi. It's a joint pikodim. It's a joint pikodim. So true, it was mentioned. One has 200 in that 300 bundle. So one has 200, one owes 200, and one owes 100. But that's an immaterial fact as far as Levi is concerned. It's an irrelevant fact. Levi, the Reuven and Shimon did not make any individual pikdeinus. There was a joint pikdeinus, and he is a shemer for Reuven and Shimon jointly. Because after all, what difference does it make to him? How much of the 300 is owned by Reuven and how much is owned by Shimon? It was mentioned to him. So it's like gossip that is mentioned to him. It has no relevance to Levi. Levi was given a bundle. In that bundle, it was mentioned, so Reuven, one of them, owns 200 and one owns 100. But it's one bundle, so there was no individual pikot. It's a joint pikot. The two of them is like one person. As far as the relationship between Levi on one hand and Reuven and Shimon is concerned, so Reuven and Shimon are one person. It's a joint pikot. There is no individual pikot. So Memele, when he holds it, when he's a shemer, when he keeps that bundle, he doesn't keep 200 of the 300 bundle for one, 100 of the 300 bundle for the other. It's not his business. And even if he was told, it's an irrelevant fact. It's the 300 is one bundle, so Memele, and it was given to him by Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven and Shimon are like one person. It's a joint pikodim. There is no individual pikodim. If they have any litigation, that's among themselves. But there is no litigation. There is no litigation. No litigation between each one of the two and Levi. So he is a shemer for a joint pikodim. So the male is considered, since he is a shemer for a joint pikodim, so mele it's considered like Mozokim Shneyem. Because Reuven and Shimon is a joint pikodim, it's not individual pikdeinus. So that's why Tesis can say, Choshiv Tahusha Nifke Tesis Becheska Shneyem, Kilim Atzmo Mozokim Bey. Because Rav Netam had the girse of Seife Kishiv Kidlo Bikachemot. Not Nase, not the Girse that we now attack. For the Rambam's Girse, the Gaelim's Girse. Seife Kishiv Kidoloi Bikrachehot. So that means there is no individual pikodim by Reuven, individual pikodim by Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, as far as Levi is concerned, are one person. And they made a joint pikodim to Levi. He's a shemer for the joint pikodim. So that means what he keeps, so the two keep. They have an argument. They have an argument over it. But whatever, so he keeps for the two of them joint. So Mele, they consider Mozok. But there is one difficulty left. Now, we are Midayik from the Loshen. We are Midayik from the Loshen of Teise. And in Burabaska, that from the Dalet, Rabbi Netam spells it out. That here, it's not just the Sophic din of Mozek, but it's the Biru din of Mozek. So Bishleim in the case of Schneimers and Vitale. So then we can say, Chazoke kol mashir yarodom shishalek. In other words, since true, it came into their possession through a mitzvah. But since they both hold it, so that's a raya, that they both pick it up at the same time. Why couldn't that be? They both pick it up at the same time. So it's not just the Sophic din of Moses, but it's the Vadai din of Moses. It's the Vadai din. The Bureau of Chazoke Shalek. Masha'in came in connection with Moneshwishi. So true. Rabbi Tam had the hearsay of Seife Kishin Stigmatizer. So there is no individual Pikot. There is a joint Pikot. So they are Morzokin. So Bishleim, the Sophic Din of Moses, we can apply the Sophic Din of Moses. We can apply. But the Bureau of Chazoke, how could we apply the Bureau of Chazoke over there, Bashnaim Sheif Kidu, where we know that Zemono is a Messiah? So true. This is an irrelevant fact insofar as the Nifkad is concerned. It's not his business. How much of the 300 is owned by Reuven and how much of the 300 is owned by Shimon? So he has just, it's a joint record. He keeps for the two of them, like one person. It's not important to him how much belongs to one and how much to the other. But how could we apply the Din of Chazor Kamashur Shalei when we know that at the time this one bundle was deposited, so it was spelled out that 200 is owned by one and one is owned by the other. So how could we say that it's Yachleiko? How could we say that it's Yachleiko, that each one owns 150? When we know that one owned 200 and one owned 100. Of course, it's possible, it's a chlukah yechili semet, because it's possible that there was an agreement between the two. But, so that was a subsequent agreement. But at the very outset, when he became a possessor for the two of them, so then only one owned only 100 of the 300 pikodim, and one owned 200. So, Hachlukah Yechelu Yisemes, that's only a possibility. But we couldn't say an ansade just because there is a possibility. So we have to say that even according to Rav Netam, Rav Netam says, there's a Shnayim of Mitale, so there is a Din of Mur. So each one is in Mursek. So, in the case of Shnayim of Mitale, since we don't know anything, I mean, who picked it up, whether one picked it up and then the other one grabbed it, or the two of them picked it up at the same time, since both hold it, so we apply the Din of Moses, the Bureau Din of Moses. Masha'in came, Ramtam would also be made there, that in the case where both hold it, and for some reason, the Bureau of Chazoke couldn't apply, as for example, in Shnayim Sheif. So there, we couldn't apply the Bureau of Chazoke, Chazoke Mashiach Mishishalei, because we know that at the time of the Pekodim, so one owned 200 of the 300 Zeus, of that one Pekodim, and one owned 100 of the 300 Zeus. So the Bureau of Chazoke couldn't apply. So, but the Sophic Din of Moses could apply. So, Rabbi Tam holds in the normal situation where we have no information as to how much is owned by one and how much is owned by the other, there the Bureau of Chazoke applies. But in the case where the Bureau, for some reason, the Bureau of Chazoke couldn't apply, but the Sophic Din of Moses could apply. So, but the question is, in that case, it shouldn't even be considered Murzok in the two of them. It should be considered only that it's Murzok by one, but we don't know who the Murzok is. So David says, since it's Bikrachot, so he holds for the two of them. So so the two are like one person, so the keeping the Tfise by the Shemeir is considered a Tfise by the two of them. But in Echaname, the Bureau of Chazoke wouldn't apply. But over there, the Sophic Din of Moses would apply. So this is what Rabbi Tam says. That where it's Erzin, so then it's Yachlit. Now, so sometimes it's Yachlit. It's because of the Aloch of Amitim Chavir Ovarai. So according to Rabbi Tam, the Aloch of Yachlitu is just an application of the principle of Amitim Chavir Ovarai. But sometimes the Amitim Chavir Ovarai is B'tiras Biru, and sometimes it's B'tiras Dik. So in the case of Shneimos B'talet, Banitie is B'tiras Biru. In the case of Pikodin, so there it couldn't be B'tiras Biru because we know that at the very outset, so one owned 200 of the 300 zoos, and one owned only 100 of the 300 zoos. So there is, because it's still the din of Amit Chavir Ovarayeh, but the sophic din of Mud. Oh, but when can we apply that din? We kach mishane do osam vare de chad minayu, vein achluka yechel yitane, so kach yi imuna. Avo tale zikil emeima vitavayu, so yachleit. Yechein shnayim adukim bishtar, din damali kamon lemasnif. Dishneim adikum vayu. The F-share, even though the litigation between the Malve and the Leive. So, in other words, so what does the Malve say? The Malve says that he lost it. And the Leive says he lost it. So it's still, and we say Achleiku. So there it's Achluk Yechel Yisemez. The F-share shepor la'achot. Uvimone in derech sheyikne la'achotzi. Achre shehu biyat chaver. Avo be'arve, afal gav the efshar sheish of shneim, kivin deimor zokem be'i, havedine kol da'olim gvar. Uli sumches, afal gav deimor zokem be'i, v'nachluk yecheo yisemes, heiche diketro di momene, peru shab loita nisem, yusofik lebez niach leiko. Now, why the states will say, uli simch, uli sumches, afal gav deimor zokem be'i, ואין החלוקה יחיו יסמס, so היכה דיקת רואה דמון, פיר שנזים שלו בבית ניח ליקו. Why does it say only לסומחס? Where there is רואה דמון, בישלם in the case, where there is no רואה דמון, so where they create the suffix, where the Baladin create the suffix, so then, there couldn't be any din of Yachleiku. But where there is law at the moment, where there is law at the moment, so we couldn't say called Alan Gvar. We couldn't say called Alan Gvar. Called Alan Gvar, we only say in a case where there is no law at the moment, where they create something like a wow. But where there is law at the moment, where the Lord is saying is something of the best, so then the Gemara says in Chesed Sabbati. So we do not say called Alan Gvar. So why does Teise say, uli sumches afo gav deimur zokem boi, vidachlut resemes, hichelik remom li yachleiku. No, even according to Rabbonon, only thing is, according to sumches, we say yachleiku, even though one is mozek, even though one is tofus, and the other one not. So, like a machlut poro b'chameya. So even if the vlad is birshus in echad minaye, so we still say yachleiku. Mashein kein, no one is a mosaic, so even according to the Rabbonon of Sumches. Why would Teisa say, Uli Sumches? All right, that we'll have to discuss next year. But I would like you to go over, if you didn't go over as yet, to go over the whole Teisa, the Gemara there with the Rashbam and the Teisa. Of Zema Shlavis and Shema Avesai, Omer Rab Nachman called Alun Dvar, and then the whole Sugye, Maishnim Shlishtor Chayim Tumim Mechot, Rav Omer Yachleiku, Shmuel Omer Shudir Daine, up to the... With the Teisa, the end of the Teisa, Rav Beis Omer Aleph, Dibar Amatko V'Yachleiku. Now, Teisa mentions the Chloe, of Sveikin. So if it's Erzin, so then it's Yachleiku. If it's Erzin and Achluka Yechel Yisene, so then it's Yachleiku. If it's not Erzin, then it's called Alin Zva. Now, then Teisa says,
Now, and so Tejas mentioned the Klolim that if it's Teir Zin, so it's always Yachleiku. If it's not Teir Zin, it's called Alimba. Teir Zin is Yachleiku, provided it's Achluka Yachleiku Semet. If it's Teir Zin, and it's in Achluka Yachleiku Semet, so then it cannot be Yachleiku, so then it is Yemunach. Then Tejas says, Uesumchet, Afo Gavde Imurzokim Boy, ונחלוק יחל יסמס איך דיקת רוד מומנה פירוש הבלוית הניסי מסוגת בזני אחרי so where it is רוד מומנה they're not מוחזוקים and אין החלוק יחל יסמס then it's יחלי but why the faces say you לסומכה the gemore es tikashi and this thing of kodau nivar zein השלבית זה שלבית היערבית So Rav Nachman said that it's called Alivar. So the Gemara Sikashe, who maishnen in Amach with Porah B'chameir? Amach with Porah B'chameir, so there Sumcha says it's Yachleiku. So the Gemara answers, over there it's Yachleiku because there is a draw in Mamre. So the Gemara Sikashe was from Sumcha, but Mehicha Teise, that where there is the drawer at the moment, the loyta nisein so good, where is the achleiko? So that, even though it's in achluk yachle semes, so it should apply only according to sumches. Why not according to Rabbanon? The machleik is between sumches and the Rabbanon is on the question as to whether we say amitim chaver ul raye in the case of drawer at the moment or not. So the Rabbanon say we apply the din of amitim chaver ul raye even if there is a drawer at the moment. Even if there is a drawer at the moment. And Sumcha says, no, we don't apply the din of Hamit v'chalul ha'raye in a case where there is a draw of the Mamane, where the Loit HaNisein is talking about this. But in Botetus mentions here, Afal Gavdei Murzokim Bey, that means where there is no Murzek, so Rabbonon should agree with Sumcha's din. The only reason is why the Rabbonon Achilik on Sumcha's by Amach with Porah B'chameir, or Bashir Shemagatapor, is because they hold the Mitzvah of the Raya, but where it says, Ein Shnei Emurzokim Bey. So there is no Murzek. So there should be no Chilik between Rabbonon and Sumchet. So why does they just emphasize, Uri Sumchet, Ava Gav Dei Murzokim Bey, Dei Nachluko Yechil Yisemes, Heicha Diket Rohr Dei Momene, Peru Shem Loita Nisein Vishokuk Lebezen, so it's Yahweh. Now, So, I think that the pshat in Tejas could be, I'm not sure about it, but it could be, that now Tejas in the Messiah Dafku mentions the shita of the Rashbam, and there are many of the Shehim who agree with the Rashbam, it's mashma, the Tejas itself, the Ri, at the end, is chelik on the Rashbam, even though it's not explicitly mentioned that it's chelik. But it's mashma that the Ri is chelik on the Rashbam. So, but the sheet of the Rashbam, now turn to Gemara Daf Kuf. Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Hamach, Mishnah, Hamach Lisporah B'chameir, V'yoldo, V'chein Amicha Shifrosi V'yoldo, Zeyim Eratzu L'machar, V'zeyim Amishulakach, V'yachleik, hoy lo dit avod in khot gotn khot gotn ze khin di sodi a khot lo khastan o ale kher khim gotn lo kakh lo imar idea or ay zokh ob kod or ay so di morge ze kash a may khleik why do we say a makh lo ba khamay so it ya khleik o bler ze beshuz man kein it all depends in whose rishus the vladi if the vladi in the rishus happens to be when the shaila comes up before bez so the vlad happens to be in the possession of the original owner of the poros, so then the poros should have it. If it happens to be in the original, in the possession of the original owner of the sheir, so let the chameir, have it. Why do we say yachleik? Le'ar zem shuzman lekaimi, v'le'ar zem yidah chameir tzal chaveh l'aray, omer afkhiye barobin, omer shmuel, b'imedes ba'aga. So there is no more, there is no tos. Shifchename, v'kaimi b'simt. So there is no tos. But if there is someone who is tafus, so then we don't say achleiku. Then we say hametz chaver ul raye. The tafus said it. wie ne ich mir achet kas mor kam so even if it's mit es bagam even if the blood is mit es bagam there is no tofu but let it belong to the mor kam who is the mor kam the original owner of the pot
the original owner of the pot
now you see there are two kinds of music one music is the music of tofu and with tofu means he has actual possession now and then there's another kind of music of mor kam that means at this moment he doesn't have possession but at one time he was the owner so that's also a murzik of course if there is a conflict between the murzik of tofus and the murzik of morekame so the murzik of tofus prevails over the murzik of morekame but where it's kame ba'agam so there is no murzik of tofus so then the morekame is the din of murzik So the Gemara has two, the Mishnah deals with Kame Disinte or Kame Ba'agam, but there is another Murzek, the Gemara Kame. So the Vlachet belongs to the original owner of the Poro. V'nei Kvachet Kas Gemara Kame, V'lavi Lacham Mitzvah Avarai. So the Gemara says, Homa Nesum Chene. The Oma, Mom Namut Vesofik Chelkim Belo Yishu. Eim Adom Asum Chet V'shema V'shemo. Bibori Bibori Yoma. Omar Abba Barun, Ein. Oma Asum Chet Avul Bor Bor. וכבובה אומר, לא ילום כי אומר סומכה שם, אני שם אוהב, בורי בורי לא יום. ועיתון איזה עם השם רעת שם לך, זה עם השם משור כך. Now let's see the thesis, the second thesis, דברמאס, אומר נסומכה. נראה רבי שמואל, מדליקו אומר, אלו אומר נסומכה. משמע זה להודע ונמד הוא, כמה במרז ויאגם, ולהי וסומכה, זה לא בשם מוזק, לא איזה ולא איזה. אבל, איך זה מוזק מדסומכה, זה עלי דוח לא ויראי. So that's the רשבם שיטי. רשבם שיטי is that סומכה says יחלקו only in face of the מוזק of מורקם. But in face. So then the רבונון, so the רבונון hold that even if it's מרס באגם, even if the Vlad is מרס באגם, and there is no מוזק of תופס. But we don't say Achleikut Rabbana. We say Hamitz v'chavir l'varaye, so it belongs to Morekamet, so it's only the Poro. And Tzumcha says no, since there is no Murzik of Tofus, and it's Torah at the moment, so Meile we say Achleikut. Mashenkin is there is a Murzik of Tofus, if the baby happens to be in possession of one, or in possession of the other, nothing but his Ba'agam, so then it belongs to the one in whose possession the Vlad happens to be. Happens to be. So now the Tzumchet is only a chelik on the Murzik of Morekam by Dror at the moment. Not on the Murzik of Tofus. T'mashma, the thesis is chelik. I mean the Ri, so there at the end is T'mashma, that the Ri is chelik on the Rashma. Now, but this is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel and many other Rishayim. Now, So we could say that the Pshat and Tesis says, Ulitzumchet afal gav dey morzokim bo, vein achluke yecheilu yisemes, heichad yiketro ad mona pirosh alwit and sin yisofu gepes mi achleiku, so the question arose, why does he say, Ulitzumchet isn't according to Rabbonot? Rabbon and Tzumchet are only yecheilu, and the question is whether we say, hameit v'chaveil olvaraye by dro ad moment. But it could be that this thesis is in accord with the Shita of the Rashbam, that Sumches, so he says, so that means, he says like this, Uli Sumches, Aval Gav Dei Murzokim, he means, even though no one is a Tofus, but there is a Murzek, the Murzek of Morekame, the Murzek of Morekame, so they, Nachluk Yechil Yisemes, איך די קעגרו דעם מומנע פיר שו טאנס אין סון בלז די אחלייקו מאשיין קען קורי צו רבונות צו דע מאט מוזוק אין דעם מינס נו וואן איז דאפלס בוט דער איז דע מוזיק אב מורקאמע סו דען ווי זיי א מיט מחבר אל וראי וואי די טייס איז בוט אין אַ נאמע אין א קייס איז ווי בייבל טו ויזואליז די קייס וואר איז דער איז דע דרור דעם מומנע אין אַ חלוקו יחיל יפן אין דער איז נו מוזיק אט אול Neither the Murzek of Tofus, nor the Murzek of Morekame. So then the Rabbonon would say the same thing like Tumchet. Why doesn't Tesis? So why does Tesis have to mention Alibi Sumchet
in the case where there is no Murzik of Tophus, where neither one is a Murzik of Tophus, but there is a Murzik of Moretamus, and in Melee, it can only be said, according to Sumchet, let Tesis mention a case, a Murzokim boy, where there is no Murzik, neither the Murzik of Tophus, nor the Murzik of Morekame. So then, even according to Rabbanon, the answer is, because Tesis wants to mention a certain example that is mentioned in the Gemara. Now, we don't, it isn't difficult to visualize, but the Gemara doesn't mention a case where it's Flora de Momeneh and there is no Murzik, neither the Murzik of Tophus, nor the Murzik of Morekame. The Gemara doesn't mention it, and it's hard to visualize, because usually all those cases where there is no Murzik at all, no Murzik at all, neither the Murzik of Tophus, nor the Murzik of Morekame, So the Sophic is a Sophic that lacked all the money. So, but it's hard to visualize a case where it's a kid all the moment, but wait until the finish of the best, and still there is no music altogether. Neither the music of Tophus, nor the music of Morekame. But there could be such a case. However, the Gemara doesn't mention it. So what does the Gemara mention? The Gemara mentions the case where there is no Murzik, like Kamebaga, where there is no Murzik of Tophus, but there is a Murzik of Morekame. That's why Tesis says, Lissumchet. So Tesis is reference to the case where it's not Murzokim boy, in the sense of Tophus boy, but there is a Murzik of Morekame. So that can only be mentioned according to Sumchet, but not according to Rabbi. Now, so what is the shite? Now, what is the shite of Rabbi Natan? This is the shite of Rabbi Natan. The clause. When is Yachleku? When is Yimunach? When is it called Alim Gra? So the shite of Rabbi Natan is that if it's Yachleku, it is only when it is there. Then it's Yachleku. And the Rabbi Tam says the reason is why it's Yachleku because an Ansad. But as we said last time, even where the Ansad of Murzek wouldn't apply, so the Sofikin of Murzek still would apply. But only when they are Eirv. Then there is a din of Yachleku. But even when they are Eirv, so we can say Yachleku only if it's Achluka Yechelu Yisem. But if it's in Achluka Yechelu Yisem, so then, we don't say Yachleku. We don't say Yachleku. Now, the question is this. Since, according to Rabbi Natan, so when two hold, so they are both Nozokim, and as we said last time, so normally, so each one is a Murzik and a Hev, because there is the Biru of Hazakon Shel Shalei. But even in the case where the bureau doesn't apply, as for example, in the case of Monesh Lishis, so it's not shayach to say Anam Sade. When at the outset, we knew that 200 belonged to one and another 100 belonged to the other. So it's not shayach to say Anam Sade. So even in that case, where the Anam Sade is not shayach, but an Ansad is not Shaykh. Still, they are considered Murzok. So it's not the Vadadin of Murzek, but the Sofikdin of Murzek. So why don't we say Yachleku? Why don't we say Bashnaim Shifkidi Terechot that they should be Chilik Nemonish Lishi? So maybe each one will get 150? So because it's saying Achluko Yechilo, listen, this is what Tesis says. Because they nachlupa yechel lisem. So, but since according to Rav Natan, so the result of Bashnaim Irvi, even the case where the bill of Chazaka doesn't apply, but the din Murzik applies. So, of course, if you say nachlupa yechel lisem, so then we cannot apply the Anam Sade, the bill of Murzik of Chazaka Shishoei, but the Sofik din of Murzik, why shouldn't we be able to apply? Why should it wait until why the Sophic thing of Mosek, not a Biro? In a good place, but it's not a Biro because I made them have a right. All right. So that's not difficult because even the Sophic thing of Mosek, when can we apply, when can we say on the basis of a made them have a right, all of a right, on the basis of a right, so we say the Mosek should have it if there is a possibility that if we let the Mosek have it, then he'll have what is his own. But if it is both, that if we let the Mosek have whatever is the Mosek in, so then he'll keep something that is not his own, then we don't apply the din of Sophomore. So it's not difficult. So Memele, if it's in a chut yechelisemet, if it's in a chut yechelisemet, so Memele, so we don't apply the din of Mosek. So that's why it's Yemunah. All right, now, Mashein came, if it's not Teozin altogether, so then we say, call down the Iglah. All right, this is Rabbi Tamshi. Now, what does the Livor say? Now, Tesis, if you have a Gemara Batra, to turn to that from Dalibon. Ha'u arbet avimim tzalei, betray. Hayom adideyu v'hayom adideyu. So, ose chadun ayle bedine v'oma tifsu. Ad me sain nesadet didil. So, one, they were arguing, they were litigating whether the boat belongs to this one or to that. So one said, I can introduce evidence. I can produce evidence. But it takes me some time. In the meantime, he told Bezdin that they should keep it, should not let the other fellow grab it. So the question is, should Bezdin take possession of it temporarily? So Admasina said this, Tafsino loy Tafsino, Rabuno ma Tafsino. Bezdin, when one of the Baladin says, I can produce witness, but I need some time. So Bezdin takes over, takes charge of it, and gives in order to accommodate the person who claims to have witness. So Rabuna Matafsinum, Bezdin does take charge of it, Rabuna Maloy Tafsin. Also will ask your side. Also will ask your side. And Bezdin took over. Omalu Afkur. So now the question arises, suppose Bezdin didn't take over, so then the Psak Din would be called Alin Gvah. Now that Bezdin did take over, because Bezdin thought that one of the Baladin will bring witnesses. So, but he didn't bring any witnesses. Does Bezdin give up the possession, to say, and say, called Alin Gvah? Or Bezdin does not, once Bezdin took over possession, so even though Bezdin took over possession only temporarily, so Bezdin cannot give it up. So there is a machlek. So hold the Alin Gvah, maskino loy maskino. Rav Yehuda omar loy maskino. Rav Popo omar maskino. V'hilchese loy tafsik. So l'chatchila Bezdin will not take over possession in order to accommodate one of the Baladim to produce witnesses. And v'hilchese tofas loy maskino. Now, if he had talked to Maskinus, what would be the dream? Suppose it is Tophat. So then we say, Yemunach. He had talked to Maskinus, so the Mele is Yemunach. All right, now the taste. Ha'u ha'abed 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 דחיל שם דחיל ששני מורזוקים אימו נולמיה שאיך זו איך את החבר דחושב כאילו נהיגים שיש לשם מחירת פה שכל דובו יש להם את החס כתמי של יודו כאילו אמורים לגב נאסו ברבה דאחו גם יום אבידי חס וחשבים לגז לחי ושאו נקולו בורו שאת הנאסו שרואי כשו יומו ויהודים דמו ויהודים טלס ושור
die Mutter hat schon gesagt, aber gab die Schor, und so ein Mensch, mehr hat nur weg. So, ich meine, die Schor, Mama, ich habe schon gesagt, die Schnee muss auch nicht. Kippen die Mikir, Schnee im Mifka. Ulrivo, so ist gleich das hier. Ulrivo, Mire, die Lab dachte, na, Ulrivo ist ein different Schicksal am Tag. Die Lab dachte, ihr sind, mit Damen und Schor. So ist manchmal von this days, von this days, dass Ulrivo ist Chilik am Rabnetam. Well, it's Rabnetam home. With the Shmona Shlishi. So it seems the Mifket holds it for the Torah. So the Melech has a Deen of Murzoki, the Rivo Yisrael. I mean, so it's Kela and the Maramshi from the Bavitir. He assumes that the Rivo also agrees with things that the Shmona Shlishi, so both are considered, so I mean, so they are considered Murzoki. The two Maftidim are considered Murzoki. No, it's Mifuresh in this case. That according to Rivo, so the Moneshlishi said the two Mafkidim are not considered taste. So Rivo near Latav here. Midamu Risho, the Shmaitim to Shnuik and Shanos, Mafutim Rabbi, Hotom Babikirama, Hoheim at Hawaii, but I don't have war, Hohename Bab, Kim Dikirama, Lo Yahweku, Aladine Kogalin Bab. So what does the Rivo say? How does the Rivo reconcile? The Deen of Yachleiku mentioned in our mission. And the Deen of Kodawin Gvar mentioned here, Bo Batre. So the Rivo says, not that the Deen of Yachleiku is only applies to a case of Irvin. Even when it's not Irvin, so we can still say Yachleiku. But when do we say Yachleiku if it's not Baderam? Then we say Yachleiku. Mashem king, if it is Bader Amai, then we do not say Yachleiku. So if it is Bader Amai, then we say Kodal in Dvaha. So by who are they? So it's Bader Amai. So that's why we say Kodal in Dvaha. The Hodu and Rinon, Bishnayim, she is Kidu Kodal in Dvaha. Kodal in Dvaha. Why is it that Bishnayim, she is Kidu, we do not say Kol Da'olim Dva, Mishum Dolim Afkino. Kida Amrinon, Hoche, Itapsino Lim Afkino. So the question is, against the Rivo, Monefya, is the Dino Kol Da'olim Dva applies in every case, or it's Vader Amai, Vashmayim Shevkido is Vader Amai, so we should say Kol Da'olim Dva, why do we say Yemuna? So the Rivo says, because here the Gemara says, Rav Yudah says, Lo Itapsino, and Loi Matkino, the Gemara says, because Rav Yudah says Loi Matkino, so that means, inasmuch as Bezdin has possession now of the bow, so the melee, we do not take it out from the custody of Bezdin and to submit it to a call down glass. So we cannot take it, so we certainly cannot take it out from the reshus of the Shemei and submit it to a din of Kodawin Gva. It's a kawahena of logic. If in this case, where Bezdin did not take possession of the Shemei, Bezdin only tentatively took possession, not possession, took custody of the boat, in order to accommodate one of the litigants who claims to have witnesses. So even in such a case, even though Bezdin took custody of the boat only tentatively, still, and it turned out to be untrue. He cannot produce any witnesses. So still we say, so Rav Yudah says, Loi Mavkinon, Alach Kamo Vechamo, where someone has possession, custody over the thing, the shemer. So we certainly could not take it out. We certainly could not take it out from the possession of the shemer, and to submit it to a din of kodalim. All right. Vod la'amim b'shtayin shevkinu kodalim la, mishum d'oim matkino. Kidam Rino Hoch, it's Tapsino with Matkino. Avo Mandoma, Matkino with Rosh Hashabbos.
So Teisa says, the Gens of Yivo, so that is all right according to the Mandoma who says, Loi Maskino, according to Rav Yudin. But how about Rav Popper? But it's obvious that all the calling Rav Popper. Rav Popper says, Maskino, so whenever there is a din of Kodam Val, so we are even expected to take it out from the custody of Bel and to submit it to a Kodam Val. So why don't we take out the money shlishis from the custody of the Shemir and submit it to call down the law? So the Nachman Zovit says that the slow cast. Nachman Zovit says it's a slow cast. Because when does Rav Popper say maskinon, that is only in this particular case where Bezden took custody over the boat only temporarily, only for a short time, to accommodate the litigant to claim to have witnesses. So, and he didn't. So that means Adaita de Hoche Bezden never intended to take custody over the boat. And Rav Yudin says even in that case, Mashein came where something was entrusted to the Shemir, where the custody was entrusted to the Shemir, then even Rav Popper would say that it's Loi Maskinon. So what the Nachman Zovit says is very true. It's true that the paper before mentioned what the Amun Mishnah Shifkin called out in Vav Mishnah was So the pshat is this, not that it's stolen that machleke. He mentions Loi Maskinon, the memory of Rav Yehuda Loi Maskinon is right. We see that even that Rav Yehuda says Loi Maskinon even in regard to the case where Bezdin took custody over the boat tentatively, temporarily. So it's in the case where somebody has the custody of the Shemeya. So everybody agrees that we cannot say Kol Da'on Dvar. But the pshat could be more than that. Nachman Zovit doesn't say it, but what Nachman Zovit says is true, but the pshat could be even more than that. Because over there, here is the Shemeya, so it's mechuyev to make a Hashoveh. And if it will be submitted to Kol Da'on Dvar, then the Hashoveh will not be fulfilled. He is a shamer. A shamer is mechuyev to make a shot. What kind of a shot is it? If he's just so even let's say now that took yourself to the Lord, whether it's not taking the shiiskidul b'tachachot or the shiiskidul b'tachachot. So certainly if the Givot Gilse was, if the Givot Gilse was, but actually it was in two bundles, so of course it couldn't be Mikhail Mashoveh. It couldn't be Mikhail Mashoveh by just leaving it before them and say to them, fight it out among yourselves. But even if the revolt had a guilt, even if the revolt had a guilt the truth is that the revolt probably had a guilt. The Gevor probably had a guilt of not taking the Shiiskidu with the Tachachot. Not the Shiiskidu with the Tachachot. Because the Gevor mentioned the Kashe against Rabbi Tam, because he says, the Gevor nira de lab dat keirzin, mi dago le mishok. So if this din had been limited only to Eirzin, so how could the Gemore How could the Gemara apply the din of Yachleik or the Mishneh to the Monash Lishis? There it's not here. What did we say in Rabbi Tam? Because Rabbi Tam had a guilt of Kishiv Kidul Rikachah. Now, if it's Kishiv Kidul Rikachah, so then it's Murzeh Mishneh. And if Mishtabel, if Kishiv Kidul Rikachah, so it should be considered that his Tvise is a Tvise of both then, because it's a Kishiv Kidul. But the Gevor, we see or assume that the Monash Lishis, they are not. So his Tvisa is not a Tvisa of the two of them. Now, if the Revolt had the guilt of Kishivkidu Mikachachot, so how could the Revolt say that it's not a Yerzin? If it's Kishivkidu Mikachachot, so it's a joint Pekodin. So he holds for the two of them, so the two of them, as far as he's concerned, the two of them is like one person. Like one person. So why should a divorce say it's not healthy? So it's mashma that the divorce had the guilt. The divorce had the guilt of nasik mishitki v'l'kachal. So of course, since the divorce had the guilt of nasik mishitki v'l'kachal, but actually it's two bundles. So the melee, so each bundle there has to be a separate ashove to each person. So to Reuven he has to make one ashove, and to Shimon he has to make another ashove. So he certainly couldn't incline ashove by leaving it before them and say to them, you find it out among yourselves. But even if the Revoir had had a guilt, even if the Revoir had had a guilt of Kishizkidu and Kishizkidu, we can still say that he wouldn't be Nikayim Ashok by leaving it before them and telling them, you fight it out among yourselves. Because true, if it is Hidu Kachachot and Bikotni, they join Bikotni. The Bikotni, they join Bikotni. But the Ashok has to be made just Adarabe, just because it is joined Bikotni. So the Bikotni was made by the two of them as one, by Reuven and Shimon. As one person, so the Ashove also must be made to Reuven and to Shimon as one person. If he takes the bundle and he says, here it is, you fight it out among yourselves, so he's not returning it to Reuven and to Shimon as one person. So it's no Ashove. So that's why we couldn't say call down Yisrael, because he's not here to make Ashove. And true that the Levor mentions the way Machinon said that's a riot. If there is one mandoma who says that we do not take it out from the custody of Bezdin, even though Bezdin is not required to make Ashore. So like a Kamo Vihamo that we couldn't take all down Dvar when there is a Shemi here who is required to make Ashore. So we certainly couldn't say call down Dvar. Alright. Al mandoma Machinon was a Shapir, so that's no Kashi. Because he doesn't mean, the Rebbe doesn't mean that it's stolen that machleike. He mentions that Rav Yudas memre is right. Umay porich mam bisomok b'shtoras machlepo al chameir, v'horosom v'keram. V'ymir, do hat time eli mosik al loik masisik Rav Yezi. Avl rabonu kom arosom, hain monen vad l'chadnaye, avl tali vikol neymar tavayu yachleik. Ulai time eh, ochename, avl neymar yachleiku, tef sholi, imi tava arbedi tavayu. So he has the kashe, now the revolve bases it upon the fact that it's called Vaderamai, but we see from the Gemore that the whole din of Vaderamai is only Shayach Halib Rabbi Yeis, because Rabbi Yeis, he holds, in the case of Shnayim Shivkidu, it's Lechot Zemonim Zemotayim, so all the three monets have to be Munach. So it's a knack, Masheike, so we have to count them, so we have to apply Munach even to those two monets that are not mutu b'sof. Masha'ik in the Rabbonim we say that Munach is only ligabe the monet shlishi where there is a sofi. So mele, according to the Rabbonim, it's not dependent upon Vaderam. It's not dependent. Why? And what the raya? The raya is because the Gemara mentions Vada Ramai, only Alibis, only Alibe the Rabbi. Now let's see. Where there is this office, so Mele, according to the Rabbonon, it's not dependent upon Vada Ramai. It's not dependent. Why? And what the raya? The raya is because the Gemara mentions Vaday Ramai only Alibis, only Alibe the Rabbi. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Leime Masnis and Davgim Olamadal. Leime Masnis and Doich Rabbi. The Rabbi is the Omar in Kei Ma'iv Sid Ramai. Ela Hakol Yimunach Hashem Yoyo. Ela Ma'i Rabbonon. Tiv Dam Rabbon Hashem Yimunach Hashem Yoyo. Honame Kishor Dome. This Veiki. So the Gemara says, the Machshon says that the Mishneh, this Mishneh of Yachleiku, does not seem to accord with Rabbi Yisi. Because
for the Rabbi Yisrael is a munach. So Mimele here too is a munach. So the Gemara answers. So you say it's going to be called with Rabbi Yisrael, but it's going to be called with Rabbonon. But Rabbonon are made over there in regard to the Mone Shlish is a munach. Why? Because it's a little bit something. Here the Talis is a little bit something. So even according to Rabbonon, we should say a munach, not Yachlei. Aber mein Rabbonne, kind Rabbonne, ich schaue ihm nicht, hat ihr Leo, und habe ich geschaut, damit ich sage, so die Matschen, entfällt. Heimat, ich am Rebbe Schleime Rabbonne, hoch und die Wada Heimone, ich habe mir nahe, am Rabbonne, ich schaue ihm nicht, hoch und ich komme mit Tawaiu, am Rabbonne, Paul, in die Schuhe. So what is the Gemara Menschen, ich komme mit Tawaiu, this is not expressive for Wada Ramay. Hoch und die Wada Heimone, ich habe mir nahe, is not expressive for Wada Ramay, it's expressive for of inach hu yachil yisem elu yamret rabiyisi to the maximum elu yamret rabiyisi hasht umaho tom divada yikimonu lema yikimonu lema om rabiyisi mu hasht yu yu ochet yikimonu lema lechad inayu lu yikosh. So this is what the maximum says. So we see the Gemaren says afiu teime rabiyisi hotom vada yikiramai ochet miyim yikiramai mitavai ba yadoda agbur. So where does the Gemara mention the time of Ramai, we got Rabbi Yis, but we got Rabbonon, the Gemara mentions Chuk Yechel Yisemes. And they Chuk Yechel Yisemes, not Vada Ramai. So we see that according to Rabbonon, there is no Vada Ramai, in Vada Ramai, has no relevance, has no significance. That seems to be a good, strong Kashi, but it's not a Kashi against Ribo. Because to the Gemara, who said, Haimai, Iyam Rebbe Shleim Rabbonon, Hosun di vada haimone de chadnayu. Am Rabbonon yimre chachiviyu yo. Hoche di kone ota vayu. Am Rabbonon pao di bishuwe. So the machin answers that. That's the machin. So the machin said, leime maslis noi trabiyin. What is the final tariff of the Gemara? No. That the Mishneh, the din of Yachleiku, can accord with Rabbeisi too. But Rabbeisi says, in Munach, and here the Mishneh said Yachleiku. So the answer is, over there it's Vada Ramai. So there, that's why it says Imunach Mashiach, and the Mishnah is not Vada Ramai. So this is the final teret of the Gemara. But the Makshin didn't know of this teret. The Makshin. So the Makshin did not know of a distinction between yes Vada Ramai and no Vada Ramai. Because if the Makshin had known, he wouldn't have asked. So Memele, who is mentioning this distinction between Chukei Yechel Yisemes and Eichut Yechel Yisemes Ali V'Rabbonon. There's the Makshin. So it's the Makshin Lishitosek. Because the Makshin did not know of the distinction between Vada Ramai, even in connection with Rabbi Yehudi, he didn't know it. Otherwise, if he knew, he wouldn't have asked. So the Makshin didn't know of Vada Ramai. So Memele, he explained Rabbonon on the basis of Chukei Yechel Yisemes and Eichut Yechel Yisemes. Mashaik in the Tarsen, when the Gemara uses the Teret and the Makshin's Kashe in respect to Rabbi Yisi, that there is no inconsistency between Rabbi Yisi's din of Yemunah and the Mishneh's din of Yachleiku. Because in Rabbi Yisi's case, it's Vada Ramai, in the Mishneh's case, it's not Vada Ramai. So once the Tarsen gives the Teret, so we can apply the same concept. Not only Ligabe Rabbi Yisi, but we can apply the same concept in Ligabe Rabbonon. The only difference is this. Both agree. Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi both agree that there is a deen of that if it's Vada Ramai, so the if it's Vada Ramai, so we have to count in the Ramai. But the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi is the extent of the knas that is imposed upon the Ramai. So according to Rabbi Yisi, we count in the Ramai so much that even the two monies where there is no Sofik is also a monah. The Rabbonim say no. There is no reason as to why we should apply the knas. We should apply the knas regarding the two monies that are not put with Sofik, but regarding monies Shlishi, where that is put with Sofik, then we do apply. They will do apply it now. And because of that we say Yemunah. Because of that we say Yemunah. Alright. Now this is, so it's no cash against the law. Oh.
wenn ihr da drei Teile wir muss ich auch was ist dann again the thesis in Boba do a time we must go look at the cabis I will upon come also I more about the hadum night I'll tell you from the Sabai ya khoi ki I kein nach na no nema khoi ki ya shli is ala ab tabai all right so what did the boss say the love that tale in other words even if it's not there then so it's ya khoi ki as long as there is no vadaram and when it is called down va when there is vadaram they give us rivo Ich hatte hier sehen, dass sie mit ihr am Ayachwein tun. Die Tanja Hossam mit der Kamme, ich habe schon eine Hirse nicht da. Now, so der Eikirische war, das Eikirische war, das war ich sehr gut. So even if it's Wadar am Ay, so it's still Yachwein. And when, so where it's sehr gut, it doesn't make a difference whether it is Wadar am Ay or not Wadar am Ay, because it's Yachwein anyway. And when is there a difference whether it's Vada Ramai or not Vada Ramai? Well, it's not there. I would say that there is no two days in the river. I mean that the first Loshin, the thesis mentioned name of the river, is in line with the second Loshin. Not that there are two separate Lashayim that exclude each other. I think this is the Pashtus thesis. However, both the Maram Shif and the Nachmas Dovid, we both assume that there are two separate Lishenis of the river. And one excludes the other. But I don't see why we have to say it that way. It could be that it's one Shita of the river. But first it just mentions that the river Shita is, that there is a din of Yachleiko, even if it's not there. Then he says, there is a din of Yachleiko even if it's not there. But when, and we don't say Kol Da'al Mitzvah, when do we say Kol Da'al Mitzvah, if it's Vadai Rama? And then he says, even if it is Vadai Rama, so you only say, even if it is Vada Ramai, so you only say Kol Da'al Mitzvah if it's not Eirvin. But if it's Eirvin, we don't say Kol Da'al Mitzvah. So in other words, so it's one Shita of the Rivah, not two Shita. So according to the Rivah, if there is no Vada Ramai, then it's always Yahweh. Whether it's Eirvin or it's not Eirvin, it's always Yahweh. And if there is Vada Ramai, then it depends. If it's Vada Ramai and at the Irvin, so it's called Da'al Mitzvah. Vada Ramai and the Irvin, so we do not say called Da'al Mitzvah. Now, with book I mentioned last time, that the din of Shneimot is the din Shneimot Mitzal, Yachleiko, can be explained in four different ways. Either on the basis of the Bilu of Mordi, as I'm saying. Number two, on the basis of the Tzofik Din of Mordek. But Tzofik Din of Mordek in the sense that where two hold on to a talent. So each one is a Mordek and a half, but there is no bill, even as to a half. So, or, third way of saying it, that there is no bill altogether if both hold. A bill can take place only if one has possession, and the other one doesn't hold at all. But if two hold, there is no bill altogether. But the Tzofik Din of Mordek applies, but not that each one has a din mordek on the head. If both hold the tower, so each one is in mordek on the whole. Each one is in mordek on the whole. And then a fourth way of explaining it is that where two hold the tower, so no one is in mordek. There is no view of mordek, and no one has a din mordek, whether on the whole or on the head. So why does Yahweh go? So if it's in the same way as the Chumash of Rosh, explain Sumachas of Yachleik, because on the basis of Pshaw, Tzedek Tzedek, Echad Medin, Echad Medin. So we have four ways of explaining it. Now, those who limit the Din of Yachleik, to a case of Irving, apparently they must hold that it's not based upon Pshor. When is there a din of Pshor where there is Torah at the moment? like a machl for over Hamel. Because call it Yuvin. But Mashiachin, where there is no drawing of money, where they create a Sofi, so then Bezdin is not Nechuyev to make a pshat. They created a Sofi, why should Bezdin make a pshat? Where there is a drawing of money, the Lord is saying something to Bezdin, they are not responsible for the Sofi that arises. The Sofi is arises by itself. So then Bezdin is Nechuyev to make a pshat. But Mashiachin, where it's they create a Sofi, which like a draw the money, so then Bezdin is not mechuyev to make a pshat. Bezdin is not mechuyev to make a pshat. So why is Bashnai Meir and Italis Yachleiku? Because of the Din of Mur. Whether it's the Din of Mur, the Biro Din of Mur, they call the Sofi Din of Mur, because of the Din of Mur. Because of the Din of Mur. Mashiachin came where they're not early, so then they couldn't be Mozofi. They couldn't be Mozofi. So then it's called Alim La. Mashiachin came the divorce holds that there is a din of Yachleiku even when it's not Mozofi. When it's not Mozofi, if it's not called, if it's not Bada Ramai, so, and it's not Mozofi, we couldn't apply the din of Mun. So why is it Yachleiku? Obviously on the basis of Pshore, according to the divorce. So it's a revolt that this din of Echad Lidin, Echad Lipshove, can apply even to a case where there is no door at the moment. In other words, where they create, where the Balidin create the Sofi. So there is also a din, there is also a din of Shore. But since the din of Yachlik is based upon the Aloch of Shore, of the Ekterisir, the Echad Lidin, Echad Lipshove, so Bez makes a chluke, some in Meile, When is there a deed that Bezdin is mechuyev to make it pshore if there is no Vada Ramai? But if there is a Vada Ramai, then the aloche of Echad Lidin v'Echad Lipshore doesn't apply. After all, one of them is a Vada Ramai. So the deed of Echad Lidin v'Echad Lipshore does not apply. Does not apply. All right, now, this is now, what is that?
The other sheet is the revolt. Yachlok, even when there is Bada Ramai, there can't be sentence. The
no, one second. Oh. Now, the revolt, so that's why, if we say, not like the Nachlok Zolot Yisun, not the Nachlok Yisun, that it's two separate machines, that it's one sheet. So the revolt says, so it's because the revolt holds that where it's Erzin, then it can be based, then the Yachleiku is based upon the Din of Mut, when it's Erzin. So Mimele, if it's based upon the Din of Mut, so even Vada Ramai, we still have to apply the Din of Hameitz Mechavei Olaraya, so what? Vada Ramai, so we shouldn't apply the Din of Hameitz Mechavei Olaraya just because one is Vada Ramai. Mashiachin came where it's not Erzin. So then, if the Yachleiku couldn't be based upon the Halacha of Hametz Mechaveh Olaraya of Mut, so then the Yachleiku has to be based upon the Din of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, a Pshoret. So by the Ramai, Bezdin is not supposed to make a Pshoret. So in other words, if we say that there are no two Lishenis in the Rivol, so that, but still there are two separate Halachas by the Rivol. There are two kinds of Yachleiku by the Rivol. One, there is a Yachleiku in case of Musa of Erzin, even if it's Vada Ramai, so we say Yachleiku, that din of Yachleiku, in case of Erzin, is based upon Musa, upon Amit Mechavei Olaraya, with Olaraya, that's one din of Yachleiku. And then there's another din of Yachleiku, where they're not Erzin. So that's based upon Pshore. Since it's based upon Pshore, so Vada Ramai, we don't apply the Talmud. Now, if we say, however, like Nachlag Dovid Hashim. Now, the Maram Shiv in Bom Nesie says a very strange thing. I mean, it's mamish, contrary to what Teisa says the same Hashim and Teisa in Golbam. He assumes that according to the Rivo too, according to the Rivo, so Mone Shlishi, so the Nifket is considered, the Tzise of the Nifket is considered like a muzek of both baskets,
obwohl was gibt. So mehr, he comes to the conclusion that Maramshi, that as Maramshi, first of all, he assumes, and Nachmanides also assumes with him, that the first lotion of the Rivor holds that where it's Vaderamai, then we say Kodalim Gvar in all cases, even when it's here. Now, so he says as follows. The Maramshi, it's pshat in the reverse first lotion, that if it is not Erzin and it's Vader Ramai, if it's not Erzin and it's Vader Ramai, so then it is called Aung Vat. If it is Erzin and Vader Ramai, so then if it's both Bozok and Vader Ramai, then it's Yimunah. Why does he say that in the Rivor? Because the Gemara says Yimunach, the Mishnah says Kabishtaim Shiv Kibu Yimunach. And there it's Vader Ramai. And there it's Vader Ramai. And there it's Yimunach. So why? And so he says, because there it's considered that his both Mafkidim had been Murdek. In other words, what Teisa says, what Ramletam says, so he applies it regarding the Rivor too. So in other words, so he has these three qualities, the Maramshif in the Rivor, in the first portion of the Rivor, that where it is in Vader Amai, where it's in Vader Amai, so then if it's in Vader Amai, so then it's Yahweh, if it's in Vader Amai. If it is Vader Amai, then it depends. If it is Vader Amai, and Irzin, and both are Irzin, like the Mona Shlishi, so there it's Yimuna, not Kaldalimba. But if it is Vadai Ramai, and it's not Irzin, like a Larbe, then it's Kaldalimba. So they get the Nachmas Dovi is Matik and the Maramshi. And he says that the Rivor is Chilik. And this premise that is laid down by Teisa, that Mone Shlishi, so it's considered like Shnei Mitzvot. I mean, it's obviously as the Nachman Dovid. So Meile the Nachman, but the Nachman Dovid agrees with the Maramshi that there are two separate Lashonos in the Rivor. And the first Lashon of the Rivor rejects the second Lashon, Veit Peres Rivor. So the first Lashon in the Rivor holds, that where it's Vader Ramai, so we say called Al Va, even if it's Erdi. Some Mele, the Shita of the Rivoi is the Shita of the first Lashon of the Rivoi, that where it is in Vader Ramai, whether it's Erdi or in Erdi, so it's Yahweh. Why? On the basis of Pshat. So you say Vader Ramai. If it is Vader Ramai, so then we say Kodalingvar. But in the case, by Mone Shlishi, so it's not there. But why don't we say Kodalingvar? By Mone Shlishi, so as Teisa said, because it's Loi Maskino. So Mele, in the case of Erzin, so the Nachum Dovid also says, a little bit the Rivor will agree that where it's Vader Ramai and it's Erzin, so we couldn't say called Al Yigva, because what will we say? We'll say Yemunach. Now, this is the first lotion of the Rivor. But in the second lotion of the Rivor, according to Nachman Dovid, that where it's Erzin, so Afidu, and there is Vader Ramai, so then it's Yahweh. So there is an afkimina between the first lotion of the Rivor and the second lotion of the Rivor, according to Nachman Dovid's pshat, in the case where it's Erzin and there is Vader Ramai. So according to the first lotion of the Rivor, it would be Yimunach, because when it's Loi Maskino, so even if one holds, when the two of them, or even when Benson holds,
So certainly when the two of them hold, we certainly would say, we cannot say Kogam Vav, so we say Yemuna. So call it the first lotion of the reward, the Nachum Zavit says, that if it is the Irvin, and it's Vader Ramai, so we say Yemuna. On the second lotion of the reward, if it's Irvin, and it's Vader Ramai, so it's not Yemuna. But it's Yachle. But I think that there are no two Lishenis in the reward. There are no two Lishenis in the reward. It's one Losh in the reward. And the reward Shite is that there are two types of Yachleku. There is one Yachleku that is based upon Hameitim Chaverei Olav Araye. So Memele by Shnai Meirvin, if it's based upon Hameitim Chaverei Olav Araye, so it doesn't make any difference whether he is Vadarama or he is Vadarama, he moves like he moves. So Vadarama. So Memele, if it's Shnei Meirvin, then it's Yachleku, even if it's Vadarama, because then they are both considered Mortoki. So we apply the din of Hameitim Chaverei Olav Araye. That's one din of Yachleku. Then there is another din of Yachleku by any Irvin. So that's based upon the droshe of Tzedek 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 Echad Lidin Echad Mishore. Since it's based upon the droshe of Tzedek 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 Echad Lidin Echad Mishore, so only by any Vader Amai we apply Pshore. But by Vader Amai we don't apply Pshore. Now, the Mukhiyeshev has another shita, has a third shita. The shita Mukhiyeshev is a combination of Rav Netam shita and part of the Rivosh. So, the Mukhiyeshev says as follows, that where it's not Irvin, so then it's always called Aluva. It's always called Aluva, if it's not Irvin. So whether it's Ike Vader Amai or Leke Vader Amai, so it's called Aluva. Now, so in that respect, he's like Shita Rav Netam, that where it's not Irvin, so then we say called Aluva. But then he differs from Rav Netam in the case of Irvin. So if it is Irvin, so then it depends. So whether it's Vader Amai or it's not Vader Amai. So if it's Vader Amai, so let's say like Monish Lishi, and the Yimkiyeset definitely holds like Rav Netam, that the Monish Lishi, so it's considered that it's both Matkidim or Irv, because we hold for the two of them. So if it is Irvin and it's Vader Ramai, so then it's Yimunak. And if it's not Vader Ramai, so then it's Yachlek. That's the Shita Mukhei. In other words, if it's not Erzin, so it's always called Aliva, if it's not Erzin. So called Aliva, the circumstance that requires a din of called Aliva is the fact that no one is there. Then it's called Aluva. So it's like Rav Netam. But If someone is there, if the area, if the two of them are there, so then it depends. If it's Vadai Ramai, so then it's Yemunach. Because we cannot take all down Dvar with the Arir. So then we say Yemunach. And if it's not Vadai Ramai, so then it's Yachlei. That's the Shite of the Ribbon. I'm sorry, this is Shite Mukhe. Shite Mukhe. Now what is the Rambam Shite? So it's not clear. The Baigulis Manin says, actually, I mean, there are some who say that the Rambam Shita is like Avnetam. But many Achreim say that. But the Agulis Manin, says that the Rambam Shita is like the river. The Rambam Perset of Chesev and Nishin, Haloch Etayin, says as follows. Shnayim Sheolir Zim Bichliachot. אוי שו יורח פרין על גבי דהימה אחת. אוי שו יורח עוד ריחי ויח עוד מן. אוי ישבים בצלרים מושוחית ומנוחית בסימטו. אוי בחוצה של שניים. זה ימי הקיל שלי וזה ימי הקיל שלי. כל אחד משניים נשבע בניקית הסחיפה. שאין לי בו זה אדום או פוחת מחצי ליחלי. ושבו איזו תקונת חכומי לי כדי שהוא יהיה כל אחד איזה צלוי של חברי וניתו בשבוע. Now we mentioned that in as much as the Rambam says, in so many words, that the Shvuyeh of Shnayim Erzim Italis is a Shvuyeh of Nishba Ben Eteir, not Nishba Ben Yisteh. So obviously the Rambam cannot agree with Rabbeinu Tam Shite of an Ansari. That the Rambam cannot agree with Rabbeinu Tam Shite of an Ansari. Because if it's an Ansari, so each one is Murzek Bivadai, not Bisof. But Murzek Bivadai on the head. So why is it? Why is the Shvuyeh of Nishba Ben Eteir? Neitel means that through the Shvuyeh he takes something that he did not have before. But if the Rambam had agreed with Amtam Shite Anan Sade, so that means it's Anan Sade is the Murzak in the head. So what does he take? He takes what he is Murzak in. On the contrary, if he wouldn't swear, he would have to give up the half that is more the king. So the male should be a shvuyah of Nishba Benifta, like with the mikdash, and all the shvuyahs that I said, which are Nishba Benifta. So why is the Rambam saying Nishba Benifta? So it's obvious that according to the Rambam, the Bashnaimer of Nishba, neither one is the more the king. So of course, certainly not more the king has Biteras Biro, nor more the king has Biteras Sofi. But it's possible that the Shita of the Rambam, so the Rambam Shita can be one of two things. Either that the Rambam holds that the whole deen of Yachleiku is based upon the Droshe of Tzedek Terestir, Echad Levin, Echad Lipshore, Echad Levin, Echad Lipshore. The whole deen. So Mimele, that means that he's not more than anything. And through the Shvuyeh he gets ahead. So it's misdominated. Or the Rambam could hold that the din of Yachleiku is based upon a mitzvah of Chaver Olaraye. But each one, the biru, there is no biru. When two hold, there is no biru. As to any part of the Talmud. But since both hold down to the Talmud, so each one is considered to have a din muzek on the whole Talmud. Now, if each one is considered to have a din muzek on the whole Talmud, even if it's a muzek on the whole Talmud, and Shimon is considered the most kind of talent. So when Reuven swears, he gets half of the talent. So that means that half that Reuven gets is taken away from the rishus, from the possession, from the muzek of Shimon. So it's dominated. So the Rambam could explain that either on the basis of muzek or on the basis of Shon. Now, but the Rambam could. The Rambam could agree with the Shittah, with the Klal of Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't agree with the Lomdes of Rabbeinu Tam. That's definitely out. Because the Lomdes of Rabbeinu Tam is an Ansade. According to the Rambam, it's not based upon Ansade. Because if the Rambam had held that it's based upon Ansade,
So he wouldn't call it a shvuyef nishba v'neifer. It would be a shvuyef nishba v'nifter. But he could agree with the psak of Rav Netzach. In other words, that we say achleiku only when it's mozor. However, and there are many achayim who say that the Rambam agrees with the psak of Rav Netzach, that we say achleiku only when it fails. However, the Hagoyes Maimon said that the Rambam is like the river. Why does he say that? Because the Loshon Rambam is Shnayim shoyer zin dichli echot, oy shoyer rech vin al gada dey machas, oy shoyer echot rech vin echot mani, oy yeshvin bitadarim o shal chitin, umunochit bisimto. So he mentions, so yeshvin bitadarim o shal chitin, so they don't hold on to it. But that's no hecher, because even if they don't hold on, it doesn't make any difference whether he holds on or he just keeps it under his control. If there is narim o shal chitin and each one sits close by and watches over it, it's like holding on. I mean, what's the yichas with holding on to the fringes? I mean, the same thing. So that could also be considered mozot. But anyway, the ritzvah, I mean, the agoyes maimei, on account of this din of the Rambam, this example mentioned by the Rambam, yeshvim bitzad arimo shel chitin umnocheis besimto oy bechotzer shel shneyem oy bechotzer shel shneyem. So he says, so they're not healthy. He just sits close by. So he says, that goes my man says, Nirek that daitik ritzvosh, appears loved after him. But there are many achim, I think that the two men too, I think so, I'm not sure. He says that the Rambam is like Rav Netzach. And there is a diuk that the Rambam, I mean not like Rav Netzach in the longest of Rav Netzach, in other words, in the it's like Rav Netzach in the psak of Rav Netzach that Yachleiko is only when it's early, but when it's not early now. And there is a diuk. I mean there is a diuk haloshim from the Rambam which is not like the Agoyes Maimon pshat in the Rambam. Because Moneshech, if the Agoyes Maimon says that the Rambam Shite is like the Rivor. Now according to the Rivor, it doesn't make any difference whether Erzin or not Erzin. So why do we say by Awarbe, Kodaling Val not Yachleiko, because it's Vader Ramai. But if it's not Vader Ramai, so it doesn't make any difference, Erzin or not Erzin. So why does the Rambam say, O Yeshvim Mitanarim Shalchitim, U Munochis Bisimto, O Yibichotah Shoshneyem. Why does your Chotash Hashneyeh or Simto? Simto is also like Chotash Hashneyeh. It's not like the private place. How about Rishus Rabbi? According to the Rivor, suppose they sit next to Narim Shochitim, not the Chotash Hashneyeh, not the Simto, but the Rishus Rabbi in the street. And they sit next to it, and each one says, Kurashali, Amim is here. So according to the Rivor, it's not by the Ramai. So it should also say, we should also say Yachleiku. And the Loshon Rambam is, O Yeshu Mitzad Arimu Shal Chitin. Arimu Shal Chitin. And Umunochi Vesimto Ibechotzer Shal Shnei. Oy Bechotzer Shal Shnei. Zeymer Hakel Shalim Zeymer Hakel Shikolech Mishayim. Nishba Bilkita Shreifet Shein Li Bo Zeh Adov Bo Pochet Mechetzio Yachleiku. So that's really Kashi against the Magoyes Maimon. If the Rambam agrees with the Rivor, so not only Bechotah Shal Shneyem, but also in the case of Munochis Birshut Rabbi. So I don't know. I mean, how the Ritzvah will explain this Loshon Rambam. Now, last time at the Shiur, I raised the question, that against Rashi, Rashi says that Zeymer Anir Akhtiyo, so there it is, it's Yehunach. This is what Rashi says. So it's Yehunach. So the question was, by Zeymer Anir Akhtiyo, after all, this is insignificant, it's irrelevant. Who was Erich? The question is,
who owns the thread with which the beged was woven. So I mean, of what significance is the Aner HaShtir? No, so obviously, Rashi has referenced the case where the thread with which the beged was woven was picked up as a mitzvah. The thread was picked up as a mitzvah. But even if it was picked up as a mitzvah, so the relevant fact is who picked it up, not who wove the beged. So I said that perhaps Rashi has reference to a case where, let's say, the one who picked it up had no kavanah to be zeichen, but then he used that thread in making a beged. So then the weaving, that's the important thing, because there is a halacha that if somebody, let's say, there is a Yerushalmi in Maisres, and Rambam Patzner says in the days of Maisres, that if somebody is the Ria Yisodeshal Hefker, so it's Chayev in Maisres. Why? Because since he produced it, so the Memele belongs to him. There is a Mandoma who says, Kene B'Shvachele. Why is he Kene B'Shvachele? Because he produced the Shvach. And even the Mandoma who is Chayev, and he says in English, because there is the violin who owns the material, so he has a Ding Dime. So Memele, he acquires title to the Shvach. But Mashenkin, where, let's say, where the materials would be Hefker, and somebody would use these, the hefkadic materials in making a certain object, in making a beged, then everybody would agree that the one who makes the beged, he produced it, so it belongs to him without any maizaki. So in other words, I said that perhaps Rashi has reference to the case where Rashi, that is obviously true, that Rashi has reference to the case where the thread with which the beged was woven, so was picked up as a mitzvah. But where he didn't have kavanah, no one had kavanah to be zeichen the thread. But they are arguing who made the beged with this thread. But there is a zeichak in that. So in other words, normally if a person, let's say, picks up a bundle of thread as a mitzvah, so he has kavanah to be zeichet. So then, who weaves the beged with it is insignificant. So in other words, so we have to apply the Rashi to a case where he didn't have kavanah to be zeichet in the thread. So then, the one who weaves the beged acquires title to the beged because of the aloche, he made the beged. So that's an unusual situation, because usually the thread that is used in making the beged has an owner already. So the machlekes between them is who picked up the thread. So as far as the picking up, as the time or who picked up the thread is concerned, there is no other rabbi. So why should another time that has no relevance affect the deen? I mean, suppose there's two litigants, and they would come to Besden and they would say, they would hold on to the towers and they would say, Zeman is a seal, Zeman is a seal. But then, as they would stand in Besden, they would argue over something else, and then they would be found to be Vader Ramai in something else. So then, this wouldn't affect the Psag Din. We wouldn't say, we cannot say Yachleiku, just because, let's say they argued whether he was wearing this kind of godim or that kind of godim. So it's Vader Ramai on that. It's an irrelevant fact. So maybe that couldn't affect the Tainet on the relevant fact. So the question is, Monashech, if we say, as I mentioned last time, the Rashi is reference to an unusual case where the thread with which the beged was made was picked up as a mitzvah, and no one had kavanah to be zeichen the thread. And title becomes vested in one or the other as a result of making the garment. All right, but this is an unusual case. Usually if somebody picks up a bundle of thread, so he has kavanah to be zeichen. So then, who weaves the beged is unimportant. It's an extraneous fact.
So how could they, so just because on a subsequent fact, they were found to be Vada Ramai on a subsequent event, which took place after one or the other acquired title, so how could that affect the Ksavdi? So it could be that now suppose, now here the Mishnah says, this man Shei Meidi, Moshe Yishla Meidi, is Chelkin Beloi Shua. Is Chelkin Beloi Shua. Suppose, in other words, if Yishla Meidi, then they both pick it up at the same time. Suppose two Eidim would come and testify that both and pick it up. Naturally, a woman gets it. So suppose Eidim would come, now they would argue, they hold on to the talis. Zeimer Ani Aratio, that means I picked up the thread. As a mitzvah, and I picked it up, I was zeichen it, and then I made the bet. And then the other one says, no, I picked up the thread, I was zeichen it, and I wove it, I made the bet. And then Eidim would come and they would say, we didn't see who picked up the thread. We weren't around them, but we entered the house of one a few hours ago, so we saw this woman was working on it. He was in the midst of weaving the bed. They didn't know anything. Who picked up the thread? Now, then, if these Eidim would come to bed, what would Bezdin pass? Bezdin would render a judgment in favor of women. Why? Not that the making of the beggars is important in itself. It's not. It has no intrinsic significance. But now, there is Aloche Chazoke Komashgar Odom, Shishalei. So if we see that the person has possession on Monday, and then the question arises, who owned it on Sunday? Was the Reuven and Shimon. So if Eidim would testify that they saw Reuven had possession of it on Monday, that would be a raya that on Sunday, when it was picked up, so it was picked up by Reuven. So mainly this fact of Araktio is important. It's not important. It does not have any intrinsic significance. No one, neither Reuven nor Shimon, could acquire title to the beggars as a result of the fact that he, Reuven, or he, Shimon, wove it, not Alapha. That's not important. But, so it does not have, so this fact does not have any intrinsic relevance. But it has as it has relevance as a medium of proof. In other words, in case Eidim would come and would testify that they saw Reuven participating in the act of weaving the baggage with that thread, so then that would be a raya that he signed, that he picked up the bundle of thread, as a mitzvah, is true. So Mimele, since it has relevance, so we don't have to limit Rashi's halacha to the case where the thread was admitted, that the thread, when it was picked up, no one had kavanah to be zeichen. And the question is, who acquired title to the beggar as a result of the work that was done on it with the thread? So that's an unusual case. In other words, even the ordinary case, even if they say, Reuven says, I picked up a bundle of thread and I used it immediately in making a bag. Shimon says, I picked up the bundle of thread and I used it in making a bag. Now they both hold on to it, to the bag. In that case, since the making of the bag could be used as a source of proof on a previous fact, because if Eidim will come and say that they saw Reuven weaving the baguette, that would be a medium of proof that his time and that he picked up the bundle of thread was true. Some melee is relevant fact, so when it is shown through the timing, when it is shown through the timing that he is a Ramai, when it is shown through the timing, that one of them is a Ramai, so Mimele, and if the Taine has a relevance on this issue, because suppose
one could prove what he's saying in connection with Andy Arakio. That would be proof, and the other timing, who picked up the bundle of threads? Some Mele, now what's the reason
for Yehimunach? For Yehimunach in the case of other Ramas? The reason is, it's a Rastakonet Chachonim, it's Ignach. It's Ignach. In other words, if it's other Ramas, so there's a Rastakonet Chachonim, that there has to be Yehimunach. It's Ignach. So, of course, the Chachonim didn't counsel the litigants. In any case where a litigant was found lying in respect to a completely irrelevant fact. That's not. But if one of the litigants shows if it is apparent from the timeless that one of the litigants was lying in respect to a relevant fact, something that could be used as a medium of proof, so then the Chachomim applies that knas. All right. We're going to go to the page. Vim tema. Yeinem on the chetzi shalei miga di boyom akula shali kiramginam bigmore. Hai miga gufa li potra mishvui la vishim daru mikome aren. Na bigmore esi kashe. Why does he have to swear this one? The one who says Chetzi Shali, why does he have to swear and then take a fall? After all, he could have been toying Kula Shali, and then with the Shui he could have taken a head. So he's a Meshvave. So he should be able to take a fourth without the Shui, because he could have to another time he could have gained something. So it's more called the Meshvaveide. Every Mide, where the person with the other time he would gain, is called Meshvaveide. That's the distinction between an ordinary Mide and the Mide of Meshvaveide. So here, it's not an ordinary Mide. It's a Mide of Meshvaveide, because he could have been saying, the one who says Chetishali, could have been saying Kurashali. Then he would have taken with Shue, ahead.